Daf nun ches omer alef the first line. Omer Reb Yirmiyah ben Elozer niskallo bovel niskallo shcheineho. Rashi says oyle rosh oyle shcheinoi. We just said in last Gemara that bovel the end mitateiseho mitateo that it will be swept up, it will be destroyed because they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So niskallo bovel niskallo shcheineho oyle rosh oyle shcheino. Once bovel became desolate and there was chayas and oifes royim that are mazik it, because it's a barren place, so to the neighboring cities, also in Niskalo. Niskalo shoyim royim. But when dasan sashvatim went nigla, so in Niskalo shoyim, there was a chison in the people, not in the place, in the etzim land, so in his bochus chenel. Fakert, what happened was, kromim grew over there, wild vines, but that was mevorech the shcheneho. It was mevorech the ground. So that's the difference in the two types of destruction, so to speak. Zog di gemorah, Niskalo bovel, niskalo shcheineho d'chsiv, v'samti olamoy rosho, kefoid v'agmei mayim. And that is, zogdrashi, chayez v'oifez roim v'mazikness ha-shcheinim. Mashenke niskalo shoim, nisbochet shcheineho d'chsiv, v'samti shroimen, shoim roim la'ei ha-sode, l'mitei kerem. Zogdrashi, aval ei ha-sode u'mitei kerem, sheniskalo bo ori Yisrael, hanohi l'shcheinim. That's a hanoho. Zogmo v'om ravim luna ha-roye, uchlusi Yisrael. If someone sees a large amount, Zog Rashi, Chel Godel Shal Shishim Riboy, he sees 600,000 Yidden together. Oimer, he says, Baruch Chochom Harozim, blessed is the Eibishter Chochom Harozim. Chochom Harozim, Zog Rashi, Hayodea Masha Belev Kol Elu, because there's 600,000 people, there's 600,000 Deos, Kashem Shem Patsufein Doimos, Kach Ein Deosein Shoivos. So who knows? When we look at it, it looks like one big group, 600,000 people gathered together. No. The Eibishter is Yodea Chacham Arozim, so he knows what's in the mind of every person, Mashab Lev Kolelu. Uchlese Evdik Chavim, if you see an Uchlese Evdik Chavim of Goyim, Oimer, Bushi Imochem. That's not it's a derogatory thing. It's a Bushi Imochem. So many Goyim together, it's a Bushi Imochem. Zogma Ton Rabbanon, Haroye Uchlese Yisrael, Oimer Boch Chacham Arozim. Why? And the Gemara explains, like we said, Shein Daitam Doim Zelaze, each one has a different opinion. Vein Patsufein Doim Zelaze, and every person has a different face. Ben zoyme ro uchlese al gabe meile barabais. Ben zoyme ro en uchlese, which means 600,000 yin together when he stood on one of the miles, one of the stairs on the harabais. Oma, he said, Baruch Chochom Arozim, u Baruch Shebaruch Kol Eilu Lesham Sheini. And he looked at it. All these people consists of all types of people. You have plowers, you have people that are blacksmiths, you have all types of people that at the end of the day, I need them. So Zogd Rashi, Shehem Choshim V'Zoyim Ani Moitze Muchon. So I'm thanking the Eibishter, Shebor Kol Elu L'Sham Sheni. All these professions, all these people, there's so many people here, they all come L'Sham Sheni, because at the end of the day, if I need a certain thing, they're at my doorsteps. Hu Hayoymer, Ben Zoyim used to say as follows, Kama Yegiyas Yiga Odom HaRish, Yoga Odom HaRishon Ad Shemotze Pas. Think about Odom HaRishon. There was no one there to serve him besides himself. How many Giyas did he have to do till he had a loaf of bread? Lechol. Ad Shemotze Pas Lechol. Chorash, he had to plow. Zorah, he had to plant. Kotze, he had to harvest. Omar, Vidosh, Vizoro, he had to winnow, he had to do all the Melechas HaPas. Ubora, he had to separate. Vitochan, he had to grind. Vihirkid, Vilosh, he had to Milosh, Vofan, he had to bake. All this in order to eat one piece of bread. Vachach Ochal. And what do we do? What did he do? And what do? We think about us. Vani Mashkim, Moitzakal Elam, Utukon Lefonai. I go buy a loaf of bread. So by us, how much more so? We have to be maket toiv, what the Eibush is giving us. The kami yigiyas, you go to the Marish, not shemotza beged lulbosh. In order to have a sweater, what did he have to do? Gozaz, he had to share the wool, v'libein, v'nipetz, v'tova, v'orag. He had to weave, he had to do all the melechas in order to get a piece of clothing. V'achach motza beged lulbosh. V'ani mashkim v'moitza kol eilu mizukonim v'fonai. I have the people that do this. The orgim, and the toivim, and the gozim, they all do this for me. Zog die Gemara weiter. Kol umois, vani moitze kol elu mitukon lefonai. Kol umois shok deis ubois lepesach beisi. They all come at my doorstep. Zog Rashi, oshi hoyo. Va kol boin etzel eschoyre. They all came. You want to buy this wear? Or they all sold their wares. Vani mashkim moitze kol elu lefonai. Hu hoyo oimer used to say, oirach toiv. What does a good guest say? Mau oimer. Kama tichas toch balabais bishvili. Look what the balabais did for me. All for me. Kama bosa hevi lefonai. Kama yain hevi lefonai. Kama gluskois hevi lefonai. Look how many loaves of bread. Kvachol mashe toch letoch ele bishvili. That's what an oirich torv says. Aval oirich ra. What does a bad oirich say? Mau oimel. Ma toich toach balabais. What did he do already? Pas achas achalti. I took one slice of bread. Chatich achas achalti. Kois echot shosisi. I drank one cup of wine. Kol toich shetoach balabais. All he did over here is loitoch ele bishvili ishto ayuvanov. He did it for his family. So that is the difference between oirich toiv and oirich ra. Now, similarly, we have to look at ourselves. We're orchim in this world. We have to be makit toiv, all that the Eibush is giving us. If we're an oirich ra, that means we're not makit toiv, all the toiv that the Eibush is giving us. Tosfos b'Metziyah Daf Chof Gimel says that an ushpizoi over there says that you shouldn't be saying how good of a server the Baal HaBayis is, because you don't want to send him people stam. So Tosfos, you know, here it says, and Oirich Toiv says how much he did for him. So it depends. Tosfos over there says that if you say it in front of Anoshim that are not Muhuganim, so then you shouldn't be saying this. But not in front of Anoshim Muhuganim, then you, if Anoshim Muhuganim, then you could. Or the difference is if you say Betzin or you say Beshuk, depends if you're proclaiming publicly about how good of a Baal HaBayis this is, then you don't want to stop sending people that are going to come to his doorstep. Al oirach toiv mahu oimer. What does the pasuk say about an oirach toiv? Zochor ki sashgi pa'oloi asher shoyru anoshim al oirach aksiv lochein yireh yu anoshim. Yireh is a lotion of fear. Yireh anoshim. Not good to be around him. Vo'ish bimei shol zokein bo ba'anoshim. Shteit in pasuk. Vo'ish bimei shol zokein bo ba'anoshim. Omar Rav Vitem Rav Zvid Vitem Rav Ishia. Ze Yishai. This is referring to Yishai. Bimei shol. Avi David, the father of David HaMelech, Shiotze be'uchleso, back to the uchleso. He went out with an uchleso, with 600,000 people, to a battle. V'nichlas be'uchleso, and he came back with 600,000. V'dorash be'uchleso, and he dashed his shiurim be'uchleso to 600,000 people. Oma'ula, nikitin ein uchleso be'bovel. There is no uchleso in Bovel, so you don't make that bracha in Bovel. Tono, ein uchleso p'chusa mishishim riboi. There is an A Uchlasa less than Shishim Riboy. So Gmaltan Rabban Aroy Chachmi Yisrael. Now back to the Bichas Aroya. If someone sees Chachmi Yisrael, Oyma, he says, Boruch Shecholak Michochmosi Li Reyov. So you make the special bracha, Boruch Shecholak Michochmosi Li Reyov, and Lahalocha, it's not questionable what kind of Chachim you say it to, but can you do a Maisa Rav that Reb Shlomo Zalman brings that he heard that Reb David Baran, Reb Nochem Shadik's son, Reb David Baran, made a bracha when he saw the Chazon Ish. And the stipler told Reb Chaim Kanievsky to make a bracha when he saw the Biskerov. And Kiyadu, Reb Chmotcha Ezrachi made the bracha on the Baran Leib Shteiman. So it's been made the bracha on the Gdoyle Hador that Shacholak Michachmosi Liyreov. Chachmei Oiv Dekoy Chovim, when you see a Chachm from the Oiv Dekoy Chovim, what do you say? Boruch Shenosan Michachmosi Libri Yosov. There's a difference. One of them, it's Cholak Michachmosi. And explains the Beis Yosef in Reish Chav Dalet, the difference in the Lashon. He says, Cholak Michochmasoi is because Klal Yisrael's Chochma, Klal Yisrael's Chelek Elikai Mimal. We're a Chelek, we're part and parcel of the Eibishter. So in Mele, it's Cholak Michochmasoi. Masha'enke by Umas Olam, over there, but by us, the Chochma is all from the Eibishter, it's Cholak Michochmasoi. By them, it's Baruch Shenosa Michochmasoi, Be Yosef. Zog the Gemara, the other gears is the boss of Adam. But the point is, it's not Liyareyov. Haroya Malchi Yisrael, likewise. When you see Malchi Yisrael, you say, Boruch Shecholak Michvoide Liyareyov. It's again a Lashon of Cholak. Malchi Yodik Chovim Oimer, Boruch Shenosan Michvoide Liyareyov. It's a Lashon of Nosan, Lafuke Cholak. Now, this halach of making a bracha on Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yodik Chovim, it has to be, it's brought down in the Poskim, it has to be a king that at the whim and his wishes and whims, he can decide capital punishment, who gets killed. So that is not what's really common today. No king can just decide. There's a process in place. It's not just up to the king. However, there are those that say that you could, someone who's like the president, someone who's the head of state in such a way that they all fear him, and especially if he wears big day melucha like they do in England or in different countries where they have actual kings, so then you could make the bracha. At least Shaloi B'Shem HaMalchus, for sure you can make it. Others say even B'Shem HaMalchus. Now, Sag die Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the oil mishtad al Adam Lovitz Likas Malchus Yisrael. A person should always attempt to run Likas Malchus Yisrael to see the king's procession. V'loy Likas Malchus Yisrael bevad, not just Likas Malchus Yisrael, el afilu Likas Malchus Yisrael, oiv dikachovim, even Likas Malchus Yisrael, oiv dikachovim. Shem Yiske, because you will be a zoicha, to what? Zag Rashi, lo oilam haba, v'yira b'chvoid melech ha-mashiach, you'll be zoicha to see melech ha-mashiach, yavchin, then you'll be able to differentiate and realize and comprehend. Zog Rashi, kama yesek kovet noit ischar mitzvahs, yoysim imasho yekovet uumis boilam hazeh. You'll see the difference. This is the kovet bestowed about Malchi Yisrael. This is what Malchi Akum. Look at Melech HaMashiach. Look at the schar of oysim mitzvahs. So im yiske yavchin. Bein Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Yavdikovim. Now the Gemara says a fascinating story. Rav Sheshes Saginor. Rav Sheshes was blind. Rav Sheshes Saginor Rava. Have a ka'azli kuli almalik buli apimalko. Everyone went to go to the procession, to the parade, to see the king coming into town. Rav Sheshes, who was blind, came along with the procession, with the people to go see the procession. Rav Sheshes, Ashkre ha'utzduki. There was a tzduki, a Russia, that told Rav Sheshes follows Omale. He told him, Chatzvila Naharo. Chatzvila Naharo means barrels that are full, that don't have any holes in them. They go to the river in order to be filled up with water. That makes sense. Because the Ashoy of Mayim on a barrel that is a complete barrel. However, Kigani Laye, a barrel that has holes in them, what are you going to fill up water from the river? Whatever you're going to draw is going to spill and slowly drip out of it. So Vos Tut a barrel mit Lecha, a barrel with holes, what are you going to the well to draw? So too Rav Sheshes, told him. You that are blind, what are you going to see? What are you going to see? The covet of the procession of the Melech, you can't see anything. Omalei, so Rav Sheshes told him, Tochozi, stick with me. You'll see the Adan Atvei Minoch, I know more than you. Me not be able to see, I understand and comprehend more than you. Zogdi Gemara, they went together. Cholav Gundi Kamaiso, the first procession of generals, the first group came by. Kiko Afsha, there was a big loud noise. So Omaleu Tzuki, so the Tzuki told Rav Sheshes, Osa Malko, Evet Kumin, yes, he's coming now. There's a big noise, he must be coming. Omale Rav Sheshes told him, relax. Loikosi, Ekup noch nish, he's not yet coming. Cholav Gunda Tenyono, there was a second procession, a second cut that passed by. And again, Kiko Afsha, was a big shebang. Omaleu Tzuki, the Tzuki told him, Hashtakosi, now he's coming. Hashtag Osi Malko. Omele Rav Sheshes told him, relax, like Osi Malko. He's not coming yet. Cholav Tlisoi, a third group came by with trumpets and loud noises. But then afterwards, Kikoshaska, when it was quiet, a pin drop was not able to be heard. Omele Rav Sheshes told the Tzduki, Vade Hashtag Osi Malko. Now he's coming. Omalei out Tzduki, and that's what happened. Suddenly the Melech appeared after the two shebangs and two loud noises, and then it was quiet, and then the Melech came. Omalei out Tzduki, so Tzduki told him, Minolacha, how did you know this? Omalei told him, I learned the Psukim and Melochim. The Malchus of the Hare came Malchus of the Rekia. The Malchus of the Hare is like the Malchus of the Rekia. Vos state the Malchus of the Rekia. The Chsiv is state. Save or marita behalif ne Hashem, bin Hashem oivel. When the Abishah passes by, the ruach gedolah v'chozok mefarik horim. There's a big shebang. There's a ruach gedolah mefarik horim. U'meshabes loim lifne Hashem. Loi beruach Hashem. The Abishah doesn't come when there's a loud ruach. Ve'achar ruach rash. Loi berash Hashem. Ve'achar rash eish. Loi be'eish Hashem. Ve'achar eish kol d'mom adako. Only when there's a kol d'mom adako after those appearances of rash beforehand, only then does the Abishah appear. So we understood better than him. I once heard from Boyer Rabbi, the Chevener Rosh Hashiva, Rav Simcha Zissel Breide Zatzal. He said, if Rav Sheshes comprehended and understood so much, so well, from the Psukim of Malachim, even more from the Tzduki that was able to see, he knew exactly when the Melech is coming. So why did he have to go? Why did he go run to see the procession? He understood without even seeing. So why did he have to go? Shtei do, that the Yisoy Dadova is Ein Adoyma, not Shmielahia, but Ein Adoyma the Koyach HaMaisa. A person can know and understand and comprehend. But if you don't do something about it, then it's under Yediyah. That's the Yisoy. He explained the whole Shmuz in the Yisoy of Nasav and Ishma. That Al Yedei Da Asiyah, that was the Yisoy of the Malachi HaShoches. That the Roz was, Al Yedei Da Nase, when you do, then you are Nishma. Vasisem, and then you'll be able to understand, comprehend the pasuk that says in Dvarim. So Aide the Nasit Sanishma. So if Shesh is with all the understanding, he had to go and do. Like it says in Orcha Shulchan, in Agdom and Hilchas Trefus. A person can know all the halachas of Hilchas Trefus Areya. If you don't go and see the Reya B'Metzias, you won't comprehend. So over here, it's the Koyach HaMaisa, Mikoyach HaLapoyel. Avraham Avinu had to go through the Hasaron Nisyonis. After the first Nisyon, we knew that he feared the Eibishter. Why do you have to go through 10 Nisyonis? Because this is the Oilam HaSiya. You have to do Mina Koyach HaLapoyel, you have to do. So Meli, you have to go. Zog the Gemara, Ki Osa Malcolm, when the Melech came, Posa Rav Sheshet, Vekom Avorachle, Rav Sheshet made the Brocha. The Brocha that you make on a Melech. Like we said, the tzuki was still poking fun at him. He was still telling, you're making a bracha for someone you can't see. What was the end of the tzuki? My havalo that tzuki. Ike da amra chavroi kachlinu le'ene. Chavroi kachlinu le'ene means his friends poked out his eyes. Mida connected mida. He made fun of Rav Sheshet's blindness. His eyes were poked out. Ike da amri Rav Sheshet's nosan eino boy. Rav Sheshet looked at him, even though he was blind. That's the koyach hagiyah of Rav Sheshet. The koyach of his eye, and even though he couldn't see, but merely looked at him without being able to see. V'nasa gal shalatzomis, and he became a heap of bones. He killed him. He would die. That's the midah connected midah. Zog d'mor, Rav Shila nagde lau gavra. Rav Shila gave Malkus Mardis, to a person. What kind of person? The Baal Mitzris. He was Baal Mitzris. Ozal Ocha Bekurza, he went to the government officials and he told them about Rav Shila, that he's being Dan Dina, he's doing his own meeting out his own punishment without court systems. Ocha Bekurza Bemalka, Oma Ikechad Gavu Biyudoi, there's a Yid, the Kodayan Dina Beloicha Harmono, that he's paskening Din without Harmono, the Malka, without the king's permission. Shodra lei pristika, so the Melech sent a shliach to ask Rav Shila, what's going on? Ki also, when the shliach came, Amrilei, they told him, my time in Nagdasei, why did you give Malkus to this person? Lahai, Omalu, so Rav Shila said, the Boal Chamreso, he had an illicit relationship with a donkey. Now, it was a mitzris, but he said donkey. Like this, even in the eyes of the kingdom, they would also look at it deserving the punishment. Omale, Islach Sahada, do you have witnesses? Omalu in, he had witnesses. Also Elio, it never happened, this Chamor, but Elio appeared as a Nes. Also Elio, Admele Keinisha, he appeared like a person. The acid, either by the Goyim, one aid is enough, or maybe Rav Shila together with the Elio, but upon him, there was Aedus. Amgile, Ihochi, so the king said, if that's the case, Baktolahu, if he had a beer with a chamar, he's deserving of capital punishment. Omalu, Anon, so Rav Shila said, Anon, us Yidden, mi yoyme de galilon me aren, from whence we went into Golas, leislan reshusel emiktal, we don't dan din nefoshes anymore. Atun, but you, my de beisu navidube, do as you please to him. Ad ma'ayne be bedina, until we are ma'ayne in the din. Or while they were being ma'ayne in the din, so Posach Rav Shila v'Yoma, he made a special bracha to the Eibishter, and he dashed in the following Posuk, in Divrei Hayomim, Lucha Hashem Agdulo, v'Hagavura, v'Hatiferes, v'Hanetzach. So Amrile, so they told him, Maika Amrit, what are you mumbling to yourself? What are you saying? Oma Luhu, Horika Amino. So he said, this is what I'm saying. B'rich Achmon, I'm thanking the Eibishter, the Yoh Machusa Ba'ara, that there is a kingdom in this world, Ke'en Machusa D'Rikia, v'Yov Luchu, Shulten of Rachme, Dina, and you have the ability to meet out punishment and to be have Rachmanis. Because Rav Shila, at the end of the day, they want them to kill him because he wasn't Chayiv Misa. Mitzad Alochi, not Chayiv Misa when you're Baal Mitzris. Nagdei, that yes, but not Chayiv Misa. So merely he gave them this compliment. He says that you're Kein Machus Adrikia, but you have Rachmanis also. Omru, so they said, Chaviva Le Yakad Amarza, you have such respect for our kingdom. Kule Hai, Yov Le Kulfa. So they gave him the staff, the makalildos, and they said, Omule, doin dina, you can mete out the punishment as you want to this person. Zogdimor, ki kahavin nofik, when the king's delegation left, Omule u gavra, so this person that he gave Malkus to, told Rav Shila, Ovid Rachmon and Nisa le shakri hochi, the Eibishter performs nisim. Eliyahu Hanavi appeared and it was made. it's a nes galui to a person that's a liar. You're a liar. You said that I was Baal HaChamar. It never happened. Omale, so Rav Shila told him, Russia, wicked one, Laf Chamre Ikri, aren't the Mitzrim called Chamoirim? Dichsiv Asher Psar Chamoirim Psorom, that we see that they considered Psar Chamoirim. So they considered like Chamoirim. So it's not a lie. So what happened? Chazia de Ko'ozel Lememrlu de Kino Chamra. So Rav Shila saw that this Oiv Avera went back to the king's palace or to the delegation of the Melech to tell them that Rav Shila just called you guys, the Goyim, Chamoirim. So he wanted to be Malshin on him. So Omar, so Rav Shila said, Hai Roidefu. Now it's a very different story. This person is a Roidef. Shteit in Poiskim, Dor Sameach, in Ilz Ratzeach, he says, we see that a Roidef is someone even who is only a grummer causing you to be killed, maybe. Because he didn't go and actually come Hashkim Lahargoy. He didn't come to the Halachas by a Roidef, Habal Lahargoy, Hashkim Lahargoy. He wasn't a Roidef that he came to kill Rav Shila. He went to be Malshim. So a Moiser, which is a grummer dik a din Roidef, is a din Roidef. So what did he do now? Since Rav Shila had the special staff, they gave him the makalidos. So he realized this guy is a moiser. He's a roidev. He's about to tell them that I said about them that they're like chamorim. I'm a domel chamor. So Mela, Ashab Sah Hamarim Sorum. So Mela, he killed him with that staff and they gave him permission to. They said, meet out the punishment. Kufa is a stick. So Gashi Makalidos. They gave him permission to meet out the punishment as he pleases. Omar. So Rav Shila said, Hoyvis Abidli Nisa, a nest took place to me. After all, Eliyo Novi appeared. Bahaiko Dashinale. So now I'm gonna dash in this posik that I said in Divrei Hayomim. And he dashed as follows. As a hakos to the Eibishter, I'll dash in this posuk based on the fact that the nest was done. So as follows: Luchashem Agdulah Zumaisa Breishis Gdulah Zumaisa Breishis V'Chein Oimer Oisik Gdolos Adin Chekel. At the time of the Maisa Breishis is called Gdolos V'Hagvura Zuyitzias Mitzrayim Shenem Avi Yisrael Ziyadak Doilo Adi Yodak Doilo V'Atif Eres Zuchamu Levono Sheom Dulo Li Yeshua. That stood at the time of Mechemes Yeshua, Shenemal, Vayidom HaShemesh, Vayoreach Omad, Vanetzach, Zuma Palto Shel Roimi, the downfall of Rome, Vechenu Oimel, Vyez Nitzchom Al Bigdai, Vahoid Zumel Chemes Nachle Arnoin, Nachle Arnoin we had before in the Gemara, when the Amorim were killed between the two mountains, that the Oren Briz Hashem flattened the mountains, and there was a stream of blood that came out, that Voiv and Sufa testified. Zog dem azum khamis nach la anu shnemal va ken yoy be sefer khamis hashem eisen vohev no eisen vohev the two people eisen vohev the two mitzrayim they saw the blood coming out so that is the milchemes nach la anu in bis sufa they were at the end of the machne do mitzrayim ki chol ba shmaim va oretz zum khamis sisroy sisroy mit dvoyre fort sisroy shnemal min shmaim nil khma ke khovim mim siloy som lo khashma mal khol zum khamis amolek ve khen oymel ki yod al kes ko Even the one that's in charge of digging wells in order to fill them up with water to irrigate the fields, it's also a shtela that the Eibush is memanulei. Reish gagisa min shmai manulei. In this posik, because Makas Bechoros was a din, Gvura is din. Klal Yisrael was saved, the Mitzrayim were punished. Vatif Eres Zumatn Teira. Bamatn Teira, it says Litihila L'Shem L'Tif Eres L'Sitra Elyon L'Tihila L'Shem L'Tif Eres L'Tif Eres Zumatn Teira. Vanetzach Zu Yerushalayim. And the Hoyt is the Beis HaMikdosh. We'll stop over here. The bottom of Nunches, Amid Aleph. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Nunches, Amid Beis.